The feds are dropping more than 1,000 refugees a week in Las Cruces. Our community is rising to the challenge. Fleeing grave dangers, these folks have applied for asylum, legally, under U.S. laws and treaties. They have court cases elsewhere, where family or volunteers will house them. Some stay here 24 hours or less. Most are families, many are children. Volunteers, church members, and city employees cheerfully cooperate on logistical problems, including food, housing, clothes, medical care, and travel. The refugees spent Easter weekend at Las Cruces High. After 6 p.m. Saturday, firefighter Nicholas Palma showed volunteer Carrie Bachman around gyms full of cots. Carrie, whose Spanish is impeccable, would spend the night. Palma, who would return early the next morning, had been there all day. So had the school principal, and at 7 p.m. I saw her sweeping a floor. County Treasurer Eric Rodriguez was handing out bottles of water. Carrie later called the other volunteers incredible and said that all of the 174 refugees were, quote, extremely kind, personable, and calm. She didn't ask about their suffering, but heard moving stories anyway. One woman returned from the hospital with her 2-year-old son. While fighting off an attacker in Mexico, she'd fallen on her son's leg, breaking it. Carrie said they were really warm and engaging, would always share a smile and talk. I was moved to tears many times through the night, watching a sick kid smile and the mothers cuddling with the kids, then reading little books to them. It was powerful. Sunday morning, I saw parrot Phineas Fogg and human Chris Van Inga, both familiar to farmers market denizens, put sudden smiles on the faces of kids and adults alike as Phineas barked, meowed, somersaulted, played dead, and perched on the palms of little hands. Former federal prosecutor Peter Osorio, serving as towel boy, remarked that he wished national media could see how dangerous these people are. He pointed out a table in the corner where the owner of Trini's Nail Creations and more was doing refugee women's nails on Easter. There's no end in sight. The city has leased the old armory to house refugees and authorized spending up to $500,000. If using public funds to help refugees get where they're going seems wrong, consider how much we'd spend if thousands of refugees were wandering around town without food or shelter, penniless and hungry, and with no way to communicate or arrange travel. Las Cruces didn't ask for this challenge, but in working together on unfamiliar problems and meeting wonderful people, Las Cruces have found satisfaction and even joy. But this ain't sustainable. We need a federal government that can comprehend the problems forcing people to flee their homes and that will deal with those problems, or at least stop exacerbating them.